Welcome to Women's Team Live, and you join us here for this extra preliminary round match between FC United of Manchester and West Kirby in the FA Cup. And I'm pleased to say we've kicked off slightly earlier, and within a minute of the game kicking off, FC United have just this second taken the lead. Quite remarkable start to the game for FC United. An in-swinging corner from the left-hand side and headed in there on the near post. So it's Beth Hayes who scored that goal. A good start from FC. And here is Emily Marsh now on the halfway line. Forward it goes to Smith. Smith takes that touch, but it's cut out. Smith plays the ball to Fields. Fields on the halfway line now. Plays it along the halfway line to the left-hand side to Alicia Marsh, who takes the touch and then releases a pass to Chambers, who's in a bit of space on this left-hand touchline. She's moving towards the fullback now and the penalty area. Dinks one way, dinks the other. Cross comes in. That's a great ball to Mather on the back post. And there's Mather to slot home to make it 2-0. That was a great piece of play there. Marsh, nice ball there to find Fields. Fields can help this ball on its way here to Mather, who's on his left-hand side now. Switch wings with Kirsty Chambers from that corner. Shot comes in. And Mather there, a sensational effort. And on 35 minutes, it's 3-0 to FC United. Mather there with another goal 3 minutes after her first one. And, well, it's that's probably FC United through to the next round of the FA Cup without being too presumptuous. But what an effort from Corey Mather. Switch wings with Kirsty Chambers on her right foot, comes in field, and there was nothing that Katie Seeger could do with that one. And into the top corner, FC United 3-0 up. Smith, just inside FC's half, outside of her boot, plays it to Alicia Marsh. Over the halfway line she comes. Can't find the right pass though, cut out, but patient, picks up the second ball and gets it to Fields. Fields now got options left, right and centre. Long ball play forward. Flag stays down. Here's Chambers now. Jinx in field on her left foot towards the penalty spot. Surely there you go. FC United with a fourth goal. FC United skipper Kirsty Chambers there. And once the flag stays down, goes towards the bar and comes in. Beats one player, beats the second on her left foot. No stopping it really. And FC United make it 4-0. 41 minutes played. Here's Cara Fields now. Fields looking for the right pass into West Kirby's box. It's flicked on its way there by Richardson. And Smith is onside. And that is absolutely superb stuff from FC United. What a cheeky little flick on there from Natalie Richardson to find Smith. And, well, it was a great finish in the end. And it's now 5-0. Now FC United back on the ball with Cunliffe. Cunliffe now plays a pass, a through ball down the right-hand side for Mather. Cross comes in, straight to Chambers, 6 yards out. And, well, a great start to the second half. FC United make it 6-0. Great work there from Mather. Great ball in and a fine finish from Kirsty Chambers. 6 or so yards out. Not going to miss that. And FC United 6-0 up. Pushing out to the left-hand side to Marsh. Marsh there to Chambers. Chambers now to move forward. Got an overlap there for Marsh, but Chambers doesn't need her. Chambers still with the ball. Cross comes in. There's Richardson. That's just overhead. And it's kept in play by Mather. Shot comes in. Charged down. Cunliffe with a second attempt. And it's now 7-0 to FC United. And we've had just 6 minutes of this second half. And here's Chambers now. Chambers lining up a shot from distance. And I had the privilege of being right behind that goal. That was a superb effort from Kirsty Chambers. 25 yards out. Goalkeeper with no chance. And Kirsty Chambers not only scoring the eighth goal for FC United, but a hat-trick for this afternoon. And not a bad afternoon's work there for the FC United captain. So 13 minutes into the second half. A corner to FC United. It's going to be Natalie Richardson to take it again from the left-hand side. Got Patient in the box, Cunliffe, Cork, Mather on the back post. Hayes marking the goalkeeper. Cross comes in. And, well, I think that was Chelsea Patient who won that header. A great ball in from Richardson, in all fairness, and it just needed someone to put the head on it. And that someone in this instance, I think, was Chelsea Patient to make it 9-0. It's now Emily Marsh moving forward inside the Kirby half. And that is a great ball by Marsh. What a ball that is to Chambers. Chambers crosses it into Cunliffe. And it's double figures. And really, Cunliffe scored that goal. Chambers set it up. But really, what a sensational ball from Emily Marsh. But Patient cuts out the pass. Here's O'Gara. Back to Patient. Patient looking to get this ball back. A return pass. Patient is onside. And Chelsea Patient there with her second goal. Great build-up play. And, well, it was Tony Adams-esque, that one. It was a return pass. And Chelsea Patient keeping a run going and slotting the ball home. And with 16 minutes left to play of this game, it is now 11-0. And now FC United on the attack again. There's Mava on the back post. And Mava with her hat-trick. And, well, a great ball in for Kirsty Chambers. Mava kind of repeating the first goal she scored many moons ago in this game. And it's now 12-0. And on the 75th minute, we've got 11 minutes left to play of this game. And it's going to be a corner ball from the left-hand side. And it comes from Hayes, cleared. Right, wins the ball back. Right, from distance, stinging shot, deflected. And would you believe it, Abby Wright, the substitute fullback who's come on, has scored on her competitive debut. It did take a deflection, which took it past the keeper. But with 79 minutes played, it is now 13-0.